And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us. Kindergartners in Grand Ledge will be starting their school experience this coming September in a way that no other incoming class has ever experienced before. Each will be provided with an iPad. How did the school district come to that decision, and how will it likely change their educational experience? To discuss that, I'm joined by Kathy Peasley, the Assistant Superintendent for Academic Services at the Grand Ledge Public Schools. Kathy, thank you very much for joining us this evening here on 1320 WILS.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this is about 370 kindergartners that will be enjoying these iPads. Aren't their teachers going to be a bit jealous?
Yeah, well, the teachers in their building will have them as well that they will use. And actually, it's about 300 kindergartners and another 60 first graders that will be piloting them as well. So the total includes two classrooms of first graders as well as enough iPads for a teacher to use one for instructional purposes also.
So what is the idea behind providing children with these iPads? How do you expect them to be incorporated into the learning process?
You know, it really is a way. You hear a lot about differentiation of instruction. In other words, every child should learn at the level that they're at. That sounds good, but that's really a challenge for a kindergarten teacher with 25 students who range in age from 4, almost 5 years old, to 6 years old, and at very different levels developmentally and at very different reading levels coming in. We have kindergartners coming in not recognizing their name sometimes, while other kindergartners are reading pretty much at a beginning first grade level. And so what the iPads really allow us to do is to customize our instruction either for small groups of students or even individual students. We've been using them in our special education classrooms for several years now and have really been able to customize particularly reading and mathematics programs so that each child begins at the level that they're at and they work at the level that they're at so that some aren't working at a lower level and some are getting lost because the instruction's at a high level.
So how's that going to work in a classroom setting, though? You're saying that the kids are going to be in a classroom each kind of working on different things on their iPads. How is that going to function then?
Great question. There's a couple levels of how it's going to function. First of all, we use a classroom organizational structure during our literacy time that's called Daily Five, which is a center-based approach where there's small groups of students that work at different activities, and it's a routine that the children learn during the first couple of weeks of school. And so they're working in small groups together on various activities. And these activities are different learning different reading activities primarily. But then the way that we can customize it further is we're exploring some different companies that provide a service that there are, according to when I talked to the company rep yesterday, there are 54,000 Apple education apps on the Apple Store right now. And what these companies do is they purchase or they download every single app on the App Store as it becomes available, educational apps. They vet them. They align them with Michigan standards and benchmarks. And they really look at what they do instructionally. And then these companies, for a fee, obviously, we send them our individual student data. And we're going to focus initially on some reading data. And for each student, they develop a profile of Apple apps that meet the learning needs of that child.
Can you give me at least one example of the type of a program that a kindergartner would be engaging with on the iPad and how it would work?
Well, not Angry Birds, which is what I see a lot of them playing. There are a lot of programs where there are interactive books that students might be reading a book. There are programs where they'll learn to make their letters, where they trace over letters using their fingers or using a stylus, and the program can determine if they're correctly forming the letters. There are programs that allow them to practice basic math facts. There are programs, I've got to get the new lingo. There are apps where students will read into the iPad, and then it plays the reading back to them so that they're not only reading, but they're also speaking, and then they can play it back and listen.
It almost sounds like the teacher's role in the classroom will become a bit minimized as these kids are focusing on their iPads and are working with programs that kind of walk them through some of these instructional steps.
I wouldn't say minimized. They're still going to be playing a critical role. They're the ones that are assessing the students, that are designing the structure, that are providing a lot of the curriculum delivery. I do not see iPads ever replacing teachers in a classroom. But certainly the role is different. Very quickly, we've been visiting some other districts that are doing one-to-one initiatives similar to what we're doing in the kindergarten, and it's very different. You don't see a teacher standing in front of a classroom lecturing students. Instead, you see teachers working with small groups of students, or teachers having more time to work individually one-on-one with students. So I wouldn't say it replaces the teacher, but they certainly enhance the learning experience and provide more opportunities for teachers to work with students on very specific individualized instruction in a way we can't do if a teacher has 25 kindergartners all at the same time.
I'm talking to Kathy Peasley, Assistant Superintendent for Academic Services at the Grand Ledge Public Schools. Kathy, have parents expressed any concern about this change and how it's going to affect the way kindergartners are now taught at Grand Ledge?
I've not had any conversations with parents specifically. The Board of Education just approved this purchase Monday night, and this is just Wednesday. So the word is just beginning to get out now. But everything that I have had has been very supportive. Actually, the only concerns that I've had are from parents whose children are in kindergarten right now and are disappointed that their children are going on to first grade and are going to miss out on this opportunity.
The cost is about $180,000. How is the school district funding that?
A number of years ago, we sold I'm not a technician here, but we had an FCC license that was given to schools in the early 90s that provided extra electromagnetic broadband, and that might not be exactly right terminology, but we were able to lease that excess capacity, and schools are allowed to do this. We were allowed to lease that to Sprint, and as part of that leasing agreement, which is a 30-year agreement, we received a one-time upfront lump sum payment as well as monthly payments.
Now, the kindergartners, you said this is a pilot program, but the ones that are now being given these iPads, is the idea that they will use them through their elementary school experience and beyond?
Well, what we're looking at right now is they will have them all this year. They'll turn them in the end of this year for refurbishment and cleaning, but then those will follow them to first grade, and we'll buy another set of iPads for the incoming kindergartners. We'll do that at least through kindergarten first and second grade. So as we look out 3 years, we should have one-to-one iPads in kindergarten first and second grade. But then as we begin to look, as you go through third, fourth, fifth grade, there are some other computing devices that might be more appropriate for students. Some of the recommendations of the technology associations in the state are to use the iPads with the touch screens and the apps for the younger children. As they go into upper L, they begin to look at netbooks.
Well, it seems like going back will certainly be hard once you introduce an iPad into a classroom. Will it involve the entire day? Will kids be on the iPad pretty much from the moment school starts to the end of class?
That's a great question. I'll share with you an anecdotal story. At the Fall Superintendents Association Conference last September was when we first, Superintendent Metcalf and I first began talking about this. And at that conference, the Ludington School District was piloting one-to-one iPads just, I believe it was in a single kindergarten and first grade classroom. And the students came to share with the superintendents and their teachers, room packed with 700 or 800 superintendents. The kids were, I've never seen such well-behaved kids as they sat and were working on their iPads while their teachers were talking. But one of the things that the teachers shared was originally they had thought of the iPads as being kind of an add-on. We'll use this to teach technology, or we'll use this at this point during the year. And they had, during the summertime, developed some curriculum to use in first and second grade. The conference was the third week in September, and they had already blown through the entire year's worth of curriculum that they had planned, because almost immediately the iPads became integral to instruction in every area of the day. And these 5- and 6-year-old children were the ones that were really driving that.
Has Apple been directly involved also? I'm guessing they're quite excited about the idea of your school district and others taking on this program in full force.
They are. We have been working with Apple. As a matter of fact, I mentioned that we visited a school district last week. I happened to be doing one-to-one computing with 7th through 12th graders using MacBooks, and Apple sponsored that visitation, joined us, and was showcasing that particular school district. As far as I've heard so far, we're one of the first districts in the mid-Michigan area that is putting iPads into the kindergarten classroom, and so we're really hoping that Apple will showcase our district and the things that we're doing as we move forward. So they are, Apple, the representatives that we work for, the Apple education reps, are very committed and very passionate about the role of Apples in general in classrooms, but particularly iPads for one-to-one computing. So, yeah, they're pretty excited.
It'll certainly be a strange day when kids dread recess and they have to tear themselves away from their iPads, huh?
It really is, and it's fascinating. If I could just share one story, our athletic director shared at a meeting yesterday that, and I don't remember, I think it was his son, is about 3 years old and knows how to go on his iPhone, go to Netflix, download Disney Cars, and watch it. A three-year-old. It's just amazing how very young children are. They are the digital natives that those of us that are a little more senior in age are not.
Yeah, I'd say we might be in deep trouble here.
We have yet
to see Kathy Peasley, Assistant Superintendent for Academic Services at the Grand Ledge Public Schools. Kathy, interesting stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.